Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jake Lowry's here. Jake is a new friend. Jake is a financial consultant and the president of Lowry Financial Group, which is a firm that guides people into making sure that they're successful in retirement. And he's here to talk to us about some of the things you and I need to be thinking about as we as every day we move closer to that milestone, to what I call the red zone of our life. Jake Lowry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm a baby boomer, Jake. I'm in the fourth quarter of my career. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the red zone yet, but I'm in the fourth quarter. And
right.
It's the horizon's out there. Now, I myself plan to never retire, meaning I don't ever plan to stop working, but mm-hmm. I am looking forward to stopping slaying the dragon. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure most of my generation are too. But you know, you're younger than me. You're probably a Gen Xer, and one of these days you're going to retire. But the things I keep hearing about, Jake, is that more and more, or I should say less and less, people are not ready for retirement as much as they should be. What do you think?
That is very true. You know, a lot of the baby boomer generation, and my parents are baby boomers, and their clients as well, are concerned of running out of money in retirement, outliving their money.
Yeah. People used to worry about not living long. And now my generation, as you say, worries about outliving their money.
That's right. You know, and we call that next chapter the distribution phase. You know, building and accumulating is very important. You know, you have to stay ahead of inflation, of course. But when you get into that where you're no longer working every day and you're depending upon pensions and Social Security to pay your bills and your nest egg mm-hmm. that you created, you want to make sure that you've at least saved enough to last a lifetime, or making sure that you make it last your lifetime, you know, by creating a personal pension. There's different things you can do. But it's about preservation of principal and prolonging the assets for a lifetime. That's really a big goal for families.
Well, see, I'm old enough to remember when, in the 20th century, you worked for a company for 40 years, 45 years or so, and you took your pension, you put that together with your Social Security and whatever, maybe, as you said, whatever nest egg you might have mm-hmm. put together. And you lived 10 or 15 years after retirement, and you know, life was good in those days with regard to that, except,
right.
as I said, you didn't live all that long after retirement.
Right.
And now, we got people in my generation have expectations, plenty of expectations, living to their 90s.
That's very true. And the pension, you know, that contribution phase came in with the 401ks where you were contributing to your pension. And
right.
So it's important when, you know, that 401ks, IRAs, TSAs, 403bs, that money has been set aside to supplement your Social Security when you retire.
Right.
And a lot of people look at that as, oh, you know, this is my money to go, you know, take chunks out of, you know, and go repair my roof.
No.
But you can do that if you need to. If, you know,
mm-hmm.
obviously we can't have
leaks. You're better off not to touch it, though.
but you're better off not to touch it and create what we call a personal pension with those assets. And we can show people how to do that, how you can convert that over a lifetime.
Right.
And still, you can still have market gain without taking on market risk. There are certain things you can do. You know, obviously, we're an advocate of the market as well, because it, you know, it drives a lot of industry. But There's different things you can do.
How do you feel about real estate? I've always leaned myself, mm-hmm. because I don't really trust the stock market mm-hmm. very much. I do business on Wall Street, but I don't trust mm-hmm. it. And I've always been more of a real estate. I've always leaned toward real estate. What do you think about that?
You know, like you said before, I am young. I'm 35 years old. I've owned three homes in my life. I mean, I'm big into real estate.
I have clothes older than you.
Huh?
I have clothes older than you.
Yeah.
I have clothes exactly, older than you.
Hey, I always tell my clients, though, because my average age client is 64.7 years of age. And I say, you know what? You want a younger financial advisor. You don't want to be laying in, when you're in this nursing home, you don't want your financial advisor laying next to you. Okay? You want someone that's young and can help you along.
What does an average American, you know, somebody who just worked there, a working class type of family, how much money do they need? What is their number? You know, you see the commercial about the number. What should a couple need in addition to their Social Security and maybe whatever they might have from a 401k or something, but including the 401k, what is the number? Is it a half million? Is it a million? What do they need?
You know, it's so hard to say because everybody's situation and lifestyle is different. You know,
let's say they're regular folks in the house.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I think anybody that has less than $1 million as a baby boomer or in the $500,000 range is definitely not wealthy. They're in the middle class. Income does come into play. There's people that are income wealthy. You know, income wealthy is one thing. Like, for instance, my father, who was a factory worker, I come from a very middle class family. And that's why I think I try working with the middle class. Most of my clients aren't wealthy. They're middle class. They're trying to make that money last.
Right.
He was a factory worker. He has a couple pensions coming in, and he doesn't have a whole lot of assets like in the 401k, but he has a good income.
Right.
So having strong pensions can make you, pretty well off as well, because you don't necessarily have to have that huge nest egg. Where it comes into concern to me is, which is the scariest part, is even later in life. When we're looking at, when mm-hmm. our activities, the natural environment becomes hazardous to our natural,
right.
we're not able to perform natural, our activities of daily living by ourselves. And
that's that red zone I was talking about. When we come back, I'm going to get you to talk to us a little bit about that and what some of the resources. And I might even push back a little on you on some of that. We'll have a good debate about that coming up right after the next break with Jake Lowry. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.